I just want to say that God uses multiples of levels to reveal what he wants done and how he wants things done. I'm not going to give you everything that's on this sheet because it's a lot of material, but I wanted to give you some highlights that might be helpful to confirm what God has shown you, because I didn't give this to you before. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. According to the Jewish tradition, marks the anniversary of the creation of the world. The phrase Rosh Hashanah literally translates the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah occurs on the first and second day of the Hebrew month of Tishri. And I'm going to skip a few things, and then it'll go. Many Christians who are strongly pro-Israel and who understand that God's original calendar followed these dates. These Christians then ask God to help us, his people, as well as the Jewish people. Welcome in the new year. We seek God to tell us what this next year has in store for us, etc. And it's the year 5775. It is also, according to this gentleman's revelation, the year of secrets revealed. That was exciting for me. Descending angels with scrolls. September 24th is Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year of the secrets revealed. Some time ago, and that's confirmed in what you just said, because I've never heard what Jesus had heard in his ear to keep him going. I've never heard that. I've heard a lot of words, but never that one. And I will tell you that it hits. Because when you're in the midst of a test and your body is hurting and you don't know what's next, you hold on because there are whispers in your ear that come. And when they come, they recreate courage and faith in the unknown, and courage to go on in spite of whatever you're going through. Some time ago, I was shown a great angel who would be released to God's people this Rosh Hashanah. And he is coming accompanied by a great host of descending angels. The vision I saw looks like a solar flare being released from heaven. This angel is being released and is an angel entrusted with revealing God's secrets, unraveling mysteries, and solving riddles. He is a great angel of wisdom, and I saw in a vision that he and his angels coming down with many scrolls to hang out to trusted ones all over the globe. Proverbs 9 verse 1 says, "Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars." The Lord is revealing the wisdom for building his house on the seven mountains of society. And he is sending his very trusted angels with building plans, scrolls with wisdom for building and advancing. They will be released this year in an unprecedented fashion. Many have now been catapulted into a new territory they are called to occupy. And now come the wisdom for how to occupy the land that was so intensely gained. It is the Father's great joy to send his mighty angels to join in the fun. Did you notice the fun? An adventure of advancing his kingdom through his awake and arising church. Say, we are awake.
We are awake.
And we are arising.
We are arising.
Amen? Amen. There will be scrolls with secrets and wisdom for building and advancing churches, kingdom centers, ministries, kingdom businesses and technologies, and medical breakthroughs. Many in businesses are now only in sight from advancing their technology to critical mass, And angels will deliver scrolls that carry the insight or secrets on how to move forward. Whatever kingdom venture is in need for wisdom, this Hebraic year, 5775, the wisdom for all that will become available. If last year was the year of the door into new territory, this year is the year of the window into how to structure and advance in that new territory. Architects with blueprints. In this vision, the descending angel, and I see that they are arriving as architects with blueprints. Most of our plans of the last few years have not worked so well because they have lacked heavenly wisdom. Heaven's architects are now being sent, and they have thousands upon thousands of missions. They will dole out scrolls to all who are humble enough to acknowledge that they need help. I say amen, amen, and amen. And they are okay with Father sending him some of his angels' friends to provide these scrolls. The Holy Spirit can provide all wisdom and reveal all secrets, but he and the Father also love including angels in the process. The scroll will be put into your dreams and daydreams. Listen now. The scrolls will be put into your dreams and daydreams. Now, I remember some visions with scrolls that were given to us. And then revelation came, and we operated in it as best we could. They will show up in night visions and day visions, so they will be both. They will at times be sent to you through a prophetic word. Many will have actual dreams of receiving a scroll. The more time spent in worship, the more you can clear out the clutter from your own preconceived ideas or plans. How many have problems with those? The new coming wisdom will be much better than our old half-baked plans. And so we want to resist the temptation to run with half-baked plans just because we invested so much into them. The secret from above are going to be game changers, and so they must be valued as much and as such. I looked up at the word architect, and as a verb it means to plan, organize, and bring to fruition. If that sounds like something you need, this will be a great year for you, should you keep your eyes on the Lord. Though the term has been misapplied elsewhere, he really is the master architect. An architect is defined as one who designs and supervises the construction of buildings and other large structures. Our master architect is now sending the wisdom for large kingdom structures. Did you hear that? To be built. A great harvest has already started. Did you hear me? A great harvest has already started, and it will soon note and be documented. As it gains steam, it will put demands on kingdom-minded believers to have infrastructure in place that accommodates the harvest. From resources to buildings, much is needed. Great blueprints are coming down for everything related to the harvest and related to the reformation of society. The reformation of society. It will be rare things for a non-reformation-minded believer to receive one of these scrolls, as that is a common theme for all who will have secrets revealed, mysteries unraveled, and riddles solved. God is now ready for things to go structural into society. The era of Renaissance has begun and will expand nuances, knowledge of God into every system of society. These scrolls ultimately are secrets of God that reveal more of who he is, and his new knowledge will advance him. 57:75. Grace for an expanded view of him. We are in the middle of a 10-year period where the focus is on us learning to see. The Lord is correcting our vision impairments. Did you hear me? The Lord is correcting our vision impairments. And this year, it is as if we get the upgrade glasses that we have needed. For the next 5 years, there will be yearly upgrades available, much like Apple does with the iPhone. We have to turn the old one in and request upgrades. All corrective spiritual visions begin with the ability to see him as in an expanded way. If we can't see him better, we won't be able to see other things in an improved way. Many of us carry very defeated narratives of what God can do in society because of our impaired visions of him. This year, we get a much needed upgrade, and make sure to make your request known to the Holy Spirit. The number 5775 is unique configuration of 5 is the number of grace, and 7 is the number of God in his perfect and expanded form. It is the seven spirits' perspective of God and all he has and all he will be for society. Revelations chapter 4, verse 5. Revelations chapter 5, verse 6. This is a year that God provides grace for us coming and going. He will be our rear guard as well as he who graces us to move forward. The 77 is about seeing the perfect God as redeemer and reformer. The special grace is available to those able to see him as both. This grace is designed to keep you in a hopeful place, but you must refrain your mouth from hopeless conversation. So get out the duct tape, Holy Ghost duct tape. Amen. I also saw the number 5775 laid out over a map of the United States. That I really confirmed it. The land of the United States was set up by God as a refuge for past Jews, which is what I shared with you the other day, as well as present and future Jews. It also explained why we have a primary assignment to ensure Israel's security, and that we mess with that. That when we mess with that, we ourselves become insecure. The ISIS crisis came up on the radar for us as a nation, as at the specific time we were kidding Israel for defending herself from terrorist rockets. It is a main part of our call as a nation to provide security for Israel. Most of that is by prayer, but it is also by our military. I saw 5775 laid out over the map of the United States, and I saw the fives were over each coast of America. One over the East Coast and one over the West Coast. This represented an increased protective grace over our coasts, but especially it represents a grace of a move of the Holy Spirit. I believe one sea to the other shining sea, we will begin to hear about God breaking out. A great grace is coming to our coastland. Many have been seeing tsunamis come to our shores, but they will be of glory and not of devastation. God is not unhappy with America as a country, only slightly annoyed with the gloom he sees in his church. I thought that was pretty cool. The harvest has begun. I referred this earlier, but a great prophesied harvest has in fact already begun. Two great men of God have gone on to their reward in heaven since Rosh Hashanah 2013. These two men are Bob Jones and Arthur Burt. Both of these men carried key prophetic promises from the Lord that they would not die until they had seen an unprecedented harvest begin, with spiritual flooding after spiritual flooding taking place. Bob Jones passed away Valentine's Day of this year. Arthur Burt, at the age of 102, just passed away in August. God did not die to either of them, and that which they both saw has now begun. Last year was a year of great natural flooding all across America, and now spiritual floods will follow. The harvest Bob Jones saw was worldwide and brought in a billion youth. That harvest has now begun to come in and will progressively increase over the next 10 years. Whoops. The bottom line. 5775, the world will not end. The rapture will not take place, and the great tribulation will not start. God will be the storyline of the year, and the secrets he reveals to his kids will be the main newsworthy advance of the year. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Who's that from? John Enlow, E-N-L-O-W. Why did I take all that time? I think it's important. Because it hit home in, several areas that I already had in my heart. And sometimes I don't always speak what I have because I wait for the Lord to use other vessels. I don't always profess what I always try to say is, I try to stay obedient. And when I'm positive, like I did tonight, I knew that we needed to go forward with several things. And I did open up some things to you that probably would be controversial in the religious realm, but I don't want you to be religious. I want you to be obedient. And so, hold those treasures in your heart. Keep that which already has been invested in you. And keep looking forward to what God wants to reveal to you, because that's really what he's talking about for this new year. Ultimate revelations coming. Transformation of who we are in Christ. These sealed orders that I was taught years ago were needed for us to grow and mature as men and women of God. I believe he's working now in a corporate fashion. And that's what I'm trying to make you see, that as a church, a corporate is important. The connections are important. Those that have been grafted in or being grafted in are for his purpose. It's not about what you think or what I think. It's about what he thinks and his plan to advance us to where we need to go. Does that present any, let's say, new thought patterns coming in to any of you?
Just lead me to the duct tape.
Just leave you with the duct tape?
Just lead me to
lead you to the duct tape. Well, okay. I think sometimes we need to ask for help in that area because we have a tendency to go with the natural. And, learning to not let the emotions rule is not an easy thing. It is something that takes, let's say, the word discipline. Discipled ones, discipline. And there are times that, I used to react because somebody would say something and it would just bubble out. I've learned that I'm not as bad as I used to be. I'm not where I'd like to be. I'd like to have a little more
let's say, wisdom in how I respond. I heard something the other day, and oh man, it was so off target. And I wanted to respond, and the Lord said, don't waste your breath. Well, when the Lord said, don't waste your breath, what does it mean?
Shush.
Yeah. Huh?
They can't hear.
They don't have ears to hear. They don't have a heart to perceive. And they have no eyes to see. So if they're blind, deaf, and dumb, tell me what all this blabbering is going to do. Or even your advertising of your great knowledge or your great revelation. And how proud are you of it? It's right back to pride. Defending your cause. St. Paul, you know, goes back to Israel and he tries to celebrate the feast. He does all the rituals that is expected of the great Jew that he was. And he was. He was very faithful to the law. So he does all those things and he still gets arrested. And they want to kill him. And his cousin, or nephew actually, sister's son, I believe, found out that they were definitely going to kill him. And so his little nephew visits. He sends him back and he says, go tell this to the officials of the Roman guards and tell them to get me out of here because I'm a Roman citizen and I need protection. So does God use some of your relatives? Yes. Can he use them to save your butt? Yes. Don't pick the vessel. If you try to pick it out, it's not going to work. And I'm sure St. Paul, you know, was very excited about, you know, seeing his nephew, but he probably didn't like the news. And it did save him. So there are many things that we still don't understand about the different levels of these feasts and how they're multi-layered. And they're designed for us to really take the next couple of days and be honest with the Lord. Lord, I want your revelation. Give me a dream. Give me a vision. I want to see. I'm nosy. Okay? And be adamant about it. Now, I'm serious. God is no respecter of person. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Did he give instructions to St. Paul face to face?
Yeah.
Did he give Moses instructions face to face? Did he have a conversation with him?
Yeah.
Did he with Joshua?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with us?
Sorry.
Anything wrong with us? We have a better covenant of the old. They were covered with what? The blood of animals for a year. We're covered with the blood of the Lamb for eternity. Pretty good stuff.